Okay, we usually go to around 11 o'clock, so I'm gonna sign and turn it over to Roy and let him put the ribbons on it for tonight. We'll be on tomorrow night. Is the club InfoNet always on a Monday night, 8:30 time. This net always starts at 8, but well, our other nets start at 8:30. That's always followed by the Flop and Chop, and then they have Newsline after that. Roy, over to you. AC2GSWS2N for the Space Net Report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
Thank you very much, Paul. This is AC2GS. Thanks, Paul, for the SpaceNet report and for all that you do for the TechNet in general and for all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone who participated out there tonight. I hope you learned a few things. I hope we didn't bore you with quantum mechanics too much. It's always nice to know a little bit. You never know when you'll need it at a cocktail party. Also want to add that I put an additional link onto my link page, roy.ac2gs.com, which is for the Parker Solar Probe, so you can keep an eye on it. So it's up there now. You can just go to the link page and click on the link. As always, I like to remind people that Dick K2RIW ended his technical nets with the request to be kind to each other. I think that's great advice. I think it's good advice at any time, and especially now. We live in troublesome times. So take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones, your family, your friends, your enemies, everyone, because we're all in this together. And I also like to add a little quote from Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and be a little bit open about information and open to reassess the things that you thought you knew that you might not. Anyway, this is AC2GS wishing you a great week. Have fun. And please, please, please come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m., hopefully with some questions or some topics of discussion. And we'll do this all over again. This is AC2GS formally closing this episode of the Limark Technical Net, and I am clear.
KD2VHD.
Yes, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, Roy. How are you? I was having an interesting thought as you were talking. Nice job tonight. Are you familiar with the show Car Talk on PBS or NPR Radio?
No, I never watched it. Is that American or is that, because I know there is such a thing in the UK.
No, it's the American NPR Radio. It's a program about a couple of brothers that call in car questions. It's quite humorous and tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, no, I've never listened to it. I'll have to pencil it in and take a listen. Is there a standard time, or is there a way of just grabbing it on the Internet?
I don't know, and I don't catch it very often, but when I do, I always smile. It's kind of the two mechanical, tinkers, and they go back and forth about a couple different stuff. It's just fun. But they often have a segment that they call Stump the Chump. And I was thinking about it tonight as I was listening, and I went to look it up to see if I could find their skit. And I realized I didn't know before that was a generic term also. And if you look it up, you'll get a grin.
Okay, I will do that, Jim.
I figured I'd throw it out to you and give you a smile for the evening. Good hearing you. Nice job tonight. You have a good one. 73s. KD2VHD. I'll be on the side for now.
Okay. 73, be well. Stay safe. We'll talk down the line.
Yeah, I had a question about that show. Okay. Are these the two guys that come out of Boston? It is. They've been doing that for many years. I believe they do based on their accent, and yes, they've been doing it for a very long time. I assume they're still on. I it's not something I run into too often, but when I hear it, I stop and listen. They make you smile.
And 2H. Okay, I'll look for them again. It's been years, but I didn't know they were still doing it. Thank you. WS1.
NY2H.
NY2H, go ahead.
Yeah, I know one of the brothers died a number of years ago. I don't know if the other one's still alive, but yeah, one of them died. I think he had dementia at the end. But I don't know if one of them, both of them were graduates of MIT. They were very smart. And you're right, they were very funny. And I guess the shows might be in syndication. Of course, the questions are going to be concerning older cars than we have now. And, of course, when we go all-electric cars, I guess it would be a whole different story. But, no, he's been gone a while.
That's too bad. I thought I heard him fairly recently. Maybe it is syndication, like you said, and their content is good, but their wit is way better.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great show, and yeah, they were quick-witted and funny and instructive also. But they looked upon automotive mechanics as such, probably like from an engineering or a very clear viewpoint, very logical, very methodical. And when you had a condition in your car that was kind of counterintuitive, generally they could nail it. So it was quite interesting. Yeah, it's a loss, but great show. Anyway, take care. Good night. NY2H, clear. 7-3.
7-3. Yeah, they were excellent in the fact that they would draw you through a troubleshooting process, laughing the whole time, and it's good stuff. I enjoy that. All right, I'll be clear then. KD2VHD.